Welcome to the Beamsville Church of Christ online ministry. Services are presented on YouTube, Facebook, and our website 1 week following recording.
This week's message is titled, Bless the Lord. The scripture reading is Psalm 100. Thank you to Rhonda, Amy, and Jeff for being involved in the video.
Good morning, everyone. And welcome. We're going to start this morning with some announcements, I believe. Poor Helene, she kind of got lost out because of she arrived after COVID, and she's going to be having a baby, hopefully in March, but might be in February because it's pretty close to February. And so what we're wanting to do is have a, because of COVID, we will have a drive-by baby shower, but it will be not the normal drive-by. You will be giving Jan your address or your desire, and Jan's going to drive by your house with Helene, and you can contribute to a group gift, or you can give Helene a gift when she drives by. She needs some encouragement, so if you could be involved in this, that would be wonderful. We're going to be doing that on February the 12th from 3:30 to 4:30, and the drive, and have your, if you're doing a contribution, please give it by February the 7th. Some prayer requests. Barb has a family member who's got health issues and delay in treatment due to COVID, which is something people are dealing with. Paul's still struggling. We can pray for him. He's had a really rough go. And Phil T is recovering from eye surgery. Please pray for him and his healing. And at this time, I will lead in prayer, and then I will read a scripture. Dear God in heaven, thank you so much for all the blessings that you give us. And when we're here today, we're here to honor you, and we would like to honor you with our hearts and with our minds and with all of our being. And we pray that you will use us in your kingdom. We pray, dear God, that you will help and look after our physical needs, our needs for food, our needs for health, our needs for, but even more so, please be with all of us, and especially people who are struggling, and be with all of us and help us to stay strong spiritually and to continue to love you and to grow in our love for you. We pray that you will forgive us for the times that we're not one with you, but we go our own way. And we pray that you will forgive us for that, and that you will give us strength to walk with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, I'm reading from Psalms 100, and I'm reading from the Good News Bible. Sing to the Lord, all the world. Worship the Lord with joy. Come before him with happy songs. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us, and we belong to him. We are his people, we are his flock. Enter the temple gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise him. The Lord is good, his love is eternal, and his faithfulness lasts forever.
Good morning. Before I start with sharing thoughts to prepare our minds for communion, if you would like to pick up a communion cup, they are available at the back. I'm not sure if everybody got one when they came in, if they wanted one, and I just wanted to make sure that was known. Today's theme is blessing, and today, as preparation for communion, I am going to lead us through a guided prayer process. So I am going to make a statement, and it is going to be a topic that we are blessed in. And then I'm going to give about 30 seconds of silence after each of these for you to quietly meditate and reflect and pray your thanksgiving on that topic. And then I will close out our time at the end. So please pray with me. Dear God, we thank you for our physical bodies and all they can do. We thank you for our minds and the ways we can think, reason, and remember. We thank you for the ways that you gift us and call us. We thank you for making us social and for all of the relationships in our lives. We thank you for the mentors you have put in our lives. We thank you for the people you have given us to mentor. We thank you for your creation that fills us with awe. We thank you for your creation that is still undiscovered. We thank you for making people able to create and for the human created things that amaze us. We thank you for the words and examples in the Bible. We thank you for sending Jesus. We thank you for Jesus' life and teaching. We thank you for the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. Thank you for the redemption that sacrifice brings to my life. Amen.
I did hear a little bit of clapping there. That's good. I think we can clap as long as we've sanitized our hands, even though we can't sing. I'm glad to be up here myself. Nice to have this opportunity. I'd like to dig into this idea of blessing. Particularly today, we're going to talk about one of the aspects of blessing, and that is blessing the Lord. I understand Donnie will be back next week, but I'm happy to fill in, and if things go well and if the Lord and you agree, then maybe we can look at some other aspects of blessing at another time. The old song goes, "Count your many blessings, see what God hath done." And that's a great place to start. But what I'm really liking for us to do is to dig in and learn more about this idea. Starting with what the world says about blessing. I still hear people who would discount the idea of God use that concept to express gratitude. I've been blessed. I hear words like blessing and thanksgiving used by people of the world. I hear phrases like, the universe has given us this beauty in nature. Or, we are thankful for the blessings of the earth this Thanksgiving. The world anthropomorphizes things around us, but misses the fingerprints of God. And yet, the very fact that it's a human condition to recognize gratitude speaks to the beneficence of something greater than ourselves. I want you to know that it's God's wish to see his children prosper. The Bible begins, "In the beginning, God created." And we immediately learn that creativity of our God is a key part of his personality. By verse 22, we learn two more things about his character. Genesis 1:21. God created the great creatures of the sea and every living thing with which the water teems and that moves about in it, according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them and said, "Be fruitful and increase in number and fill the water in the seas and let the birds increase on the earth." So we learn that God takes delight in his creation. It was good. And we learn that he desires to bless his living creatures. We read that he blessed the animal kingdom. In verse 28, he repeats that for humanity. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number." The lesson about humanity is for another day, But what I want us to see here is that blessings originate with God. They involve increase and growth. They involve being and fitting in exactly as God had envisioned. And they go back to the very beginning of creation. I want you to keep that in mind, overarching all of this. We'll be coming back to this idea if we have other opportunities for me to be up here with you. Our blessing of God is made up of thanksgiving and praise. This morning, I want to particularly key in on this idea, our blessing towards God. The first thing that came to my mind is, why would God need us to bless him? He has all he needs. Surely there's nothing he needs from us. Indeed, he is complete in himself. He doesn't need our blessing, but it's something that he wants. You've all probably got a story like this. This is my version. When I was a child, I was the eldest of seven kids. Thanksgiving always meant the aunts and my cousin came for a celebration. This was the 60s, and the boys were all dressed in suit jackets, so I wore one today, with skinny ties in those days. The fat ones wouldn't come for another 10 years. And the girls were all dressed in matching A-line dresses, lovingly handmade by my aunt. Brown plaid with an orange V-neck and trim. Did I mention this was the 60s? It was chaos. But we were there to celebrate Thanksgiving. And that, to my dad, meant a turkey like no other. He wasn't going to settle for some frozen trucked-in bird. He ordered the farm fresh one of a size that rivals some of the cars I see on the road today. I think my mom crammed it into the oven with a crowbar and started it 2 days early to make sure it was done. But done it was, and we feasted and remembered the sermon of the morning about God's gifts. And even with all those mouths, the meal came to an end and there were great loads of leftovers. I suppose if we have counted, it might have amounted to 12 basketfuls. There was no room in the fridge. So we went to the only cool place that we had. This again was the 60s before global warming, and we put it out in the garage. The only thing was that no one noticed that the back door was ajar. I think you know where this is going. The next day was Monday, and my mom went out to get the leftovers for lunch. There was a scream, followed by the banging of a garbage can lid, and my dejected mother came in the door with the news that a cat had been feasting on our bird. Well, when my dad heard, there was no way he was letting that turkey go to waste. He'd put out good money for that, and he was eating it no matter what. My mother, on the other hand, refused to serve her guests or her children tainted meat. But my father trimmed off the bite marks, and he ate turkey while we ate mac and cheese. It must have been okay, because he lived another half century. Why did I tell this story? Because this was just the start of thankfulness I've learned in the years that followed. Because when I looked around that table, I realized I was blessed with a home and a meal, but more importantly, God had given me a loving family that surrounded me and supported me. This time was the beginning of a child's understanding of the loving kindness of God. Grown now, I can so much more appreciate the goodness of God. If you have a Bible, let's look at our reading for today, taken from Psalm 100. And Psalm 100 is really a kind of prescription for how to bless God. Shout for joy to the earth, all the earth. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. David is calling us to praise God. Shout it out, he says. I know COVID won't let us do that, but in your heart, everyone, everywhere, worship him. Be joyous and glad when you do. Understand that he alone is God. This psalm is part of a group of psalms that celebrate God's kingship. He rules the greatest throne of all, the eternal one in heaven. He made us. We belong to him. We're like the sheep that he cares for. And yet, with all that, with all that he is, he welcomes us through his gate and into the inner courtyard of his palace. The highest king welcomes you into his home. That's reason to rejoice. When you come in, sing from your hearts. Give thanks. This is the starting point of worship. And then in verse 4, some translations, not the one that I read, nor the one that Rhonda read earlier, use the word bless when you see praise the Lord. Praise and blessing are the same thing. They grow out of a thankful heart, and they're directed only one place, at the King, our Creator and Protector. David closes this prayer by reminding us that God is forever. His love is loyal and enduring through all time and beyond. No matter where we go or what we do, he will be faithful to his desire to bless us. That's reason to bless him back. Well, it's been a lot of theologically weighty matters. What matters to us? What matters to us should be what matters to God. Later in the Old Testament, Nehemiah was sent back by a benevolent king to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. He rallied the people, and by each of them building a section of the wall near their home, it was completed in a remarkable 52 days, despite the threat of armed opposition. But the wall was not the only thing that was neglected in Jerusalem. God's word, when they read it aloud, brought tears to the people's eyes when they learned what they had been missing. After celebrations, they came together to fast and confess. And this is what the Levites commanded them in the name of God. Nehemiah 9, beginning in verse 5. Stand up and praise the Lord your God, who is from everlasting to everlasting. Blessed be your glorious name, and may it be exalted above all blessings and praise. You alone are the Lord. You made the heavens, even the highest heavens, and all their starry host, the earth and all that is on it, the seas and all that is in them. You gave life to everything, and the multitudes of heaven worship you. This hits at the heart of blessing. The Hebrew word for blessing is barak, and it helps to get a little bit of phlegm in your throat to make that sound. It originally meant to kneel. When Abraham's servant went to find a wife for Isaac, he had his camels barak. And we remember that it was Rebekah who came to the well, not only to offer water to the men, but also to the camels. And that was the sign that she was the chosen one. This word was co-opted to become praise or bless because kneeling demonstrated honor for someone else, for someone greater. And thus, kneeling was the pose of praise for God. Why does God want our blessing? I think the throne scene in Revelation chapter 4 gives us the answer. The 24 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever. They lay their crowns before the throne and say, "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being." Isn't that a nice echo of what Nehemiah said? God doesn't need our praise and thanksgiving, but he does want them. He created us and breathed his spirit into us. It's that part of us that calls out to honor and bless him with our fellowship and our blessing. We've wandered away, but David reminds us that God has always protected us and held us close. David was really great about listening to his heart and his need, and he proclaimed, "I will extol," or bless, Barak, "the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips." Psalm 34. "All your works praise you, Lord, your faithful people extol," Barak, "you." Psalm 145. I'm going to try and summarize it this way. God desires worship and blessings from us, but you need it. You need it to be a whole person. D.A. Carson put it this way: "We have been made by this God and for this God because our very self-identity, when we are right with God, is to love him supremely, to adore him, and to worship him. It is a supreme act of love on his part to keep demanding it, because it's for our good." We're only complete when we have a renewed relationship with God. He provided his son to rebuild that relationship, and now he wants us to cling to him and share together. A man by the name of Ron Stoltzfus says this: "You will never learn to give thanks for what you have until you learn to give thanks for what you don't have." I've been deliberating on that as I wrote this sermon. My first reaction was, "Oh yes, of course. I can be thankful that I have not contracted COVID. I can be thankful that I don't have to sleep out on the street. I can be thankful that I don't have to worry about food insecurity. It's not a part of my vocabulary." But then I thought, this is a really shallow interpretation of the statement. Am I not thankful for something much greater that I don't have? Absolutely, I am. I'm thankful that I don't have to pay for my sins. Jesus already has. His life in substitution for mine. He gave his life away because my sin had already forfeited my life. Praise be to God. Can I help but bless him for this plan of my salvation? I'm like David. I need to bless God continually, because when I remember my place and my just compensation for my sin, I'm empty. Bless him who fills me up from his storehouse of love and compassion. God's mercy has become my triumph. Wow, God, you have done this wonderful thing and my soul is filled. Let's draw this to a close. When your heart is in tune with God, blessing is the natural outcome. Bless the Lord because it's his desire. He wants to reciprocate your love. Bless the Lord because it's good for you. Christ in you makes you the whole person God always intended. He created us to bless him. Rejoice and experience his love. And finally, bless the Lord most of all, because it's what you were made for. God created an immense universe of incomparable beauty and majesty. Yet it only became very good when he created you and I. He created us to have a personal, loving relationship, one in which each side recognizes the beauty in the other. He has sent his greatest blessing in his Son. Our inmost being reaches back to him in praise and thanksgiving and the Barak of our King.
Let us pray. Dear God in heaven, thank you so much for your love and for your eternal love for us. And we pray that this week as we go out, that we will be your people. We pray that you will give us the strength, the self-discipline, what it takes to the self-control, to be people who pray without ceasing, to be people who are people of your word and who are reading your word, and help to give us understanding of that. And we pray that you will help us to give us opportunities and help us to be people who bring others to you and who share your word with others. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for watching or listening. The Beamsville Church of Christ meets at 4900 John Street, Beamsville, Ontario. We are currently holding in-person services following provincial COVID-19 regulations. If you would like to be part of the videos but aren't comfortable joining us in person, you can send us a video. Get in touch via email or on Facebook for more details. Scripture quotations marked GNT are from the Good News Translation in today's English version, second edition, copyright 1992 by American Bible Society, used by permission. Scripture quotations marked NIV, taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version, NIV, copyright 2011 by Biblica Inc., used by permission, all rights reserved, worldwide. You can find out more about the congregation on our Facebook page or at beamsvillechurchofchrist.ca.